I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I'm your host, Emily O, and I am joined by, hello, Mom. Great to see you. Wonderful company. Always wonderful company to have
you. Hi, Emily.
How are you?
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Thank you. We are back on this rainy Monday in almost April. We are almost to April. It's March 31st. We always record the podcast on Mondays, and we just came back from a wonderful trip.
So nice.
To Palm Beach. And oh, how the mighty have fallen.
I do think it's difficult for any trip for a day or two.
Yes.
A little bit of a re-entry period.
Definitely a bit of re-entry, but we just had such a wonderful trip. You guys know that Palm Beach, I feel like at this point, if you've been a follower for a bit, then you know how much we love Palm Beach. And we were there for Elizabeth's spring break, which was so lovely. Last spring break, 10 years of spring breaks.
I can't actually, for me, Claire's almost 28 and she started preschool.
Yes.
It's like 20.
Sorry, I was thinking of college. You're right. It's like 20.
Well, you're right. 10 years, but it's been forever, years of spring break. It's kind of nice to be done with it.
Yeah, it is. Now, you know, we'll still take spring breaks of sorts, just not the specific time frame of it.
We can take a spring break whenever we want.
Exactly. So we had lots of fun bows from the trip. And, you know, we just kind of bopped around. We did our normal things in Palm Beach.
Yes, we did. What was your... Was the whole trip just your bow?
Oh, I would definitely say the whole trip was my bow. It's it was very, I just love being there because we function so well there. We do our favorite things.
We do.
Which is bopping and eating and talking and shopping and, you know, getting content and being by the water. And it's just lovely. It's just, and it was particularly busy because I feel like a lot of people were on spring breaks and we had a lot of bachelorette trips that were there and just people were there. People were there.
And the people watching is part of our activity.
Yes.
We love doing that. I mean, that's really fun.
Yes. The people watching is definitely part of the activity as well. What would your bow be of the trip? Do you have a specific moment? Was there, you know, something funny that happened?
Well, I'm going to back up. I have two bows. My best friend from college came to visit the day before we went on the trip. So that really kicked off the trip. So I was so happy to spend time with her, and her sister was here too. And we just had a really great time. And then it rolled right into this girls' trip. Probably, you know, what was really fun for me is you both started like really needle pointing because you've needle pointed before.
Yes.
And we have the needle point kits. But Elizabeth, well, you picked out a project and you're like, would you make this for me? And of course I said yes. And then I showed you again how to do it.
Yes.
And you really went bananas with it.
I did go bananas. And as you guys know, we've had our needlepoint kits that we sell on our website. We've done three, the most recent being our champagne needlepoint kit. And it's always been something that you have done and kind of spearheaded. And then it just kind of dawned on me when I was in Palm Beach and we went to Lysette, which is the needlepoint shop there, which is so cute. I was like, I don't know why Emily's not doing this.
Right. Like you've tinkered with it like a teeny bit, but
tinkered.
It was nice. You had a new kit and we just started it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So Elizabeth and I both got projects.
Yes.
And started.
It's so
and
fun.
Actually, which is even funnier. So the project that I picked out, which originally I was like, oh, Mom, can you do this for me? And then I thought, my God, Emily, just do it yourself.
Right.
Was a martini canvas. And actually, one of my followers who has come to a trunk show before, her name's Hannah or Haley. And she swiped over and she started DMing me that she actually designed the canvas that I was, that I'm doing, the martini. And she must design these canvases. And I think she said she like saw that Lysette had purchased it and was selling it in their stores. So I thought that was just a really fun little, what a little bow that was.
I know of all the canvases that you picked out, you picked one for somebody that you met that's a follower and who does lovely canvases.
I know. I thought that was so funny. So I have been needlepointing up a storm and I'm obviously going to, I think we're going to frame it and I'm going to keep it. I wanted it to for my bar cart. So yeah, that just opened up just a whole new world of, it's addicting.
It is addicting.
Yes.
And my good friend Amy is, I would call her a master needlepointer. And she says it takes you about 10 or 15 minutes to really get into it. And then you can just go.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
You taught me how to do it by the pool and it was not difficult as much as I thought it was. I could see maybe how it would be hard. Like I follow somebody who was trying to learn off of a YouTube video. I could definitely see like that being more difficult, but having somebody in person show you how to do it was really great.
Right. Really funny because we were in the store and the sales lady said, oh, do you own a horse? We're like, this is it.
No, we don't. I was like, no, we don't know. No. She doesn't own a horse at all.
Just this one.
Yeah, yeah. So honestly, I'm really happy to have this new little hobby. And it's a great way. Well, I was needlepointing up a storm this weekend. And it's a great way to like stay off your phone. And I'm almost done with it, which is very exciting.
It was kind of cute because Claire was reading one day at the pool. And then the three of us were needlepointing. And it is great because you can still talk.
Correct.
And yes. you can kind of do other things. It's good, like if you have little kids and you have to wait and pick up lines, it's easy to pick up and do. Or if you have to watch, you know, like games.
Right.
Like soccer games or I don't know. If you're a mom and you are going, like I used to knit when you were little a lot and I would just keep it in the car.
Oh, good point.
Because you spend a lot of time waiting.
Yes.
So it's an easy thing to have that way. But the three of us were needlepointing at the pool.
We were.
And this lovely woman walks up and she's kind of looking at us and she walked over and she's like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah. And we were like, oh, we're just part of a needlepointing club. What are you doing? I think she thought that this was some sort of like serious. It's just because at that moment we were all, but it was so relaxing.
Good.
And I'm excited to do more projects. And, you know, our Emily Olmbo's needlepoint kit is just the perfect little project to get started on because it is a great beginner's canvas. It comes with threads, needles, instructions.
I do kind of wonder if we should reorder the bow one.
Oh.
Because it's so... so gratifying to finish it. It's two colors, white and black.
And our hydrangea one. Those sold out quickly.
And we reordered a few times.
Exactly.
But maybe when we're done with the podcast, we'll make a little note. We should talk about that. If we should order them.
We should
them.
Talk about that. Now that I am part of the needlepointing community, right. I feel like I have a little bit more of a perspective on it. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So I have a new line coming out.
Yes.
The end of April, maybe?
Yes, we have a new line coming out the end of April, which we're excited about. And a few of the products have started to trickle in while we were away. So we were kind of looking at that before. And I'm actually wearing the Bow Club sweatshirt today.
If
you're joining us on video, which is, by the way, the podcast is always available to listen to, or I'm sorry, to watch and listen on YouTube. But I have the sweatshirt on today just because it's a little rainy day and it's very cozy just with some jeans and loafers. So
you look really cute. You wore it in Florida.
I did wear it, and I wore the Bow Club hat in Florida a lot, like just with workout clothes, walking around.
Not to turn things negative, but did you have a low?
Did I have a low when I was in Palm Beach? This is a low. It's not really, but kind of. I'm just mad at myself. So when we stay in Palm Beach or at the Colony, I feel like we always see somebody famous, somebody well-known, just because it breeds, you know, people like that. So one of the days, I don't know where everyone was, but I was doing some work out on our balcony and we stayed at a villa at the Colony. And I was sitting on the balcony. I was working on my computer and it overlooks a parking lot and like the pool. And I was looking in the parking lot and there was a older gentleman who was in the parking lot. He was standing there for quite some time on the phone, for a very long time. And I was looking at this man. I thought, God, he looks just like Kelsey Grammer. Like, he must get this all the time. And then he got into like a really nice car and he drove away. And come to find out, it was Kelsey Grammer.
That's so cool.
And he was there. And a couple nights prior, Alec Baldwin was at the Colony. Martha Stewart apparently was hanging out by the pool with Kelsey Grammer. And so a low is that I didn't think for a second and take a picture of this person because I was hanging out with Kelsey Grammer for quite a bit of time while he was kind of walking around in the parking lot on his phone. So that's my low for the trip is that I don't have a picture of him, but I saw him.
Well, and you said that you came back and you're like, I swear this guy looks just like Kelsey Grammer.
Yes. And we learned then the night later that it was in fact Kelsey Grammer. But I'm that glad that everyone believed me because I truly did see him.
Yeah. No, I think that was really exciting. I was really happy, which I always am after a trip, that like we had reservations, we had great meals, really fun places. We tried Bukan for the first time.
Yes, we did try Bukan.
That was definitely a scene, which was really fun. I liked it. That was good.
You do a really great job at getting all the reservations ahead of time because it does get very busy during the high season. So Bukan was really cool to try. It was definitely like a younger crowd and shareables. And like I said, we'd never been there before. And they also have a sandwich shop that's like you can walk up to that's kind of gone viral on TikTok and social media. So we really enjoyed Bukan, which was delicious. And what? Oh, we tried Cafe Europa for the first time.
Oh, that was good. Elizabeth is really into pear martinis.
Yes.
And my mom and dad were in Palm Beach at the beginning of March, and my mom was having pear martinis. So that's kind of like, I think, our drink for the spring.
Yes, I think we are going to be, it was the best, literally the best pear martini I got a pear martini recently at this French restaurant that just opened up here, and that was very good. I would have to say that the one in Palm Beach was obviously better, and it had a dried pear in it.
I like that. Pear martinis was fun, and Elizabeth was then talking to my mom, to her grandma, about it, and they were comparing pear martini things.
Yes.
I don't think it's hard to make.
No, I don't think it's hard to make.
It's very delicious.
It's refreshing. It was very springy. It was getting me. It's going to remind me now of Palm Beach.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I'm trying to think where else. We went to two fun lunches. We did Renato's for lunch, which I have to say, I prefer it for lunch versus dinner.
Correct.
I don't know why, but I do. I like to sit outside, ladies lunch. And then we also went to Hive. We rented a car one day.
We did.
Which was really fun. And we just did some exploring.
Yes. We went over to the Four Seasons, which we had oddly never been over to. And it was lovely. And it was, again, it's kind of on the other side of Palm Beach where, I don't want to say where the action is, but we just don't really ever make our way over there. And it was, it was really fun to see because I'd seen a lot of people posting and staying there. So we enjoyed seeing that. I felt like all of our outfits were fun and fab and fresh.
It was fun.
I hope you all enjoyed the Palm Beach content, and I have a whole vlog up if you would like to check it out and watch that.
Perfect. It's good.
So for today's episode, we're going to kind of piggyback off of Terry's segment of Terry's top 10 tips, and we're going to do Emily's top 10 tips.
I love this.
Lower expectations because they're not going to be as wonderful as Terry's.
But a lot of people were asking.
Yes, people were asking. And then maybe we'll do Anne's top 10 tips and just kind of go through the line with everything and kind of just touch upon some of the things that I've been doing recently.
And it's a good time because we're just at the end of quarter one.
Yes, we are in Q2. Yes. And also a friendly reminder that there's about 6 weeks before, 6 weeks before Elizabeth graduates. So to me, that's when kind of summer starts. Mm-hmm. So I think that let's use these next 6 weeks to really just lock in and be the best versions of ourselves, which is kind of what I've been doing.
You've had a lot of habits.
Yes.
Since the beginning of the year that you still are doing.
Trying to, for sure.
So let's hear it.
So the first one being, which
Are these in order or no particular order? How does Dad do it in order or?
No, he doesn't really do it in order. It's kind of just every topic in one big list.
So let's hear it.
So the first one would be my red light mask. Probably saw that coming. Yep. Mine I've had for probably like a year, but I try to be very consistent with it. I feel like my skin's in a good place right now.
It looks fantastic.
Thank you. Not me fishing for compliments. But I just leave it on my chair by my bed, and we do use alcohol wipes to like wipe it down every night. That was recommended to us by our facialist. So I've been trying to do the red light mask every night, and
I think she's called an esthetician.
You know what?
I was rewinding. I don't think facialist is a word. You know what?
There was a word for it, and I was like, just jump in if you have it. So, like last night, I was washing my duvet and changing my sheets, and I put my mask on, and I changed my sheets and put my new duvet down while I had my mask. So I try to kind of like multitask.
Interesting. That's good. So you always do it at night.
I do always do it at night, usually after I get out of the shower, because they recommend that you use it like fresh face. So no serums or moisturizers or anything on your skin.
Can I jump in?
Please.
I know it's not my top 10.
No, share.
But I have been very consistent, and I really haven't missed a day, but I had to switch, and I do it in the morning.
Share with us why you do it in the morning.
Well, and it doesn't obviously work for everyone's schedule. That's why it's good to hear. What was happening to me is I was not consistent because I would put like my loungewear on and brush my teeth, wash my face, and I would put all of my moisturizer and everything on. And then I would remember that I wanted to do the face mask.
Okay.
And then I would think, okay, well, you already put everything on your face, so you'll have to do it tomorrow. And it was happening too much. And I found that if I like to put it on when I'm laying down.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the neck one that yes. I added recently. And I also have a hand one.
Yes.
If I could just have a full, there are those blankets. Like if I could just be under a big blanket, it would be better.
I wish that like a sauna we had installed in the house, like a whole red light pod that you walk into.
Right. That would be kind of cool. I don't know if it's the same kind of red light, but so I want to be laying down when I do it. So then I found that I was missing because then it would happen the next night or I would want to go watch TV. And then you get into bed and it's hard to get back out of bed for me because I like to be yeah. laying down when I do
yes.
it. I make time now in the morning.
In the morning.
So I get out of bed. I go to the bathroom. I quickly wash my face. I get it out. I get back into bed and I put it on and I lay there for 10 minutes.
And you have found that that has worked better.
For me, it has. And I've been consistent. And then I get up and I use a little alcohol wipe, clean it, put them back in their little thing, put it in my nightstand. And I did it.
Wow. Well, that's great to hear. I do mine at night, but like it could work better in the morning if you're like you said. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the second thing that I have really been pretty consistent with for a couple months now is my 5-minute journal, the 5-minute journal,
that's
which
so
is
good.
A gratitude journal. And I do it in the morning. And then obviously you finish it at night with what it's like mm-hmm. a morning and a night little thing that you have to do. And I do it before in the morning before I get on my phone. So I will like wake up, go make a cup of coffee and then come back and sit in my bed, do my gratitude journal.
That sounds
and there's a
lovely.
Really nice quote. Yes. And that has just been a very good way to start my day and then mm-hmm. end my day because I think it just calms me down.
Does the five minute journal then you are expressing gratitude in it or
yes.
kind of setting an intention for the day?
You
what?
Are both. Yeah. You're setting what you were grateful for, what would make today great.
Hmm.
It's like 3 lines. And then in the evening, you're supposed to write down like what was great, there's a whole line also that was like, what would make today great?
I see.
And I like it because in the beginning of the journal, they kind of talk about like speaking things into existence. And I just feel like during this transitional time in my life, it's really good because I feel like I don't necessarily always speak the kindest about myself. So it's been very good because it forces you to speak really kindly about yourself.
That's
because
so
you
nice.
Literally have to write it down. And it's like, what would make today great? Or what would, and you kind of just write down. It could be something serious. It could be something lighthearted. And then it has a quote at the top. And it's just, it's really not a lot of work.
Well, that's good because I do not like a lot of paperwork.
No,
that
no,
kind
no,
of
no,
stuff.
No.
I don't want to feel like I'm filling out a major form.
No.
Or I don't have the right answer. I have one gratitude journal that I tucked away and then I couldn't find it. And now I have it and
yes.
I've been doing it. It's a little too much. Like I find myself filling out and I'm like, really?
You're like, my hand hurts.
Like a little bit. I try, you know, it says like, what are you grateful for? And then why? But I don't.
Well, I just told you what I'm grateful for. So that's the
yes.
why.
So then I feel like I've got to do like a follow-up paragraph.
Right.
And as if I'm handing it in to somebody and I'm not. But then I feel bad leaving things blank.
I get that.
But
I actually really like the 5-minute journal.
I think I might.
I also aesthetically like how it looks.
Mm. I used to just have, I've had it for years and I just write 3 things and I go in spurts throughout my life. But this one I decided to be more formal about it, but it is a little bit more writing. In fact, I was doing it last night and Dad's like, what is going on? Because I was standing at my nightstand like it was yeah. a desk.
Like, are you
and I was
doing
like,
your
hold
taxes?
On.
What's going on?
I go, just 1 second. I got to fill this out.
I got to tell you, I really love the 5-minute journal. I've used it in the past and I've circled back to it the past couple months.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's a really great way to, if you feel like you are out of control or or all over the place, I think that it's a really great way to ground yourself. And I look for No, seriously. Because it is a muscle. My dad has said this. I'm just quoting him. Yes. Gratitude is a muscle and you have to work on it. And I think that it also, for me, it's just a really great reminder, more positive in general.
Well, that's wonderful.
Right. Instead of listing, by that, I mean, like, instead of listing all the things you didn't do, it's a good moment to share all the things that you did do for that day.
Right. And what you are grateful for.
Right. So shout out to, I think the company's called Intelligent Change and they have like a lot of different, I don't know. Like
I might need
journals.
I might need that link because mine is pretty, but
I also think it'd be great for like Easter baskets. You could include it in some Easter baskets.
Yes.
Yes.
So add something?
Please.
When you guys were little, we did that all throughout Lent.
All throughout Lent.
We would sit in the hallway before bedtime, and even if you couldn't write very well, you could draw a picture, whatever, and three things. So it is sort of ingrained in us.
It is so ingrained in us to be like, but really in your adult life, I think that it is like, especially with my age right now, I think it is even, it's a great way to get off your phone, to really look at your day. And then you can flip through quickly like the past week and be like, oh, wait a minute, I had a fabulous week, you know?
Right.
So it's
right.
just, it's lovely.
Yeah. I think that's great that you're doing that.
Going off of that, after I do my 5-minute journal, I have been doing my daily prayer book, which you got us actually in the Easter basket last year.
I did.
It's Mary's Day by Day.
Yes, we were at Notre Dame. Dad and I were at Notre Dame for the weekend and I found it at that bookstore.
Yes. That is also little. It's just a low lift journal. You know, it just has the date. The hardest part is remembering the date to find it, like what day it is.
That's easy.
And you just go to it and I do it right after the 5-minute journal. I just read the daily prayer and then it's like a little reflection and it has a lovely little bookmark so I know where I am.
Oh, that's great.
And I just do those two things together. And then sometimes, like I didn't do it today because I did it when I got in the studio, but sometimes I also have this sugar paper. It's like a work life journal. Mm-hmm. So it has kind of how I just described it, work list and then a life list, and I just write everything that I need to do down for the day. So,
and the podcast listeners know that's your favorite thing, is just list.
Mm-hmm. So those are the three things that I do before I get on my phone.
Okay, so sometimes you do the list and sometimes you wait.
Okay, right. Uh-huh. Before how everything long, breaks loose for the day.
How long do you think that takes you in the morning?
5 minutes.
Wow.
6 minutes. 10 Excellent. minutes. A couple sips of coffee. It's not. Yeah.
No, that's good. That's really good.
And I look forward to it. So that's also why I've been enjoying doing
it. Right. Yeah. And I do think there is a benefit to writing the gratitude journal in the morning.
Yes.
Because again, sometimes it gets to be a lot when you're trying to go to bed and you're doing all that.
And I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I forget to do it when I'm going to bed. But I think the most important part is right when I wake up.
Because it starts your day off nicely.
Yes.
Yeah. That's good.
All right.
What else you got?
Number four. Oh, well, was learning something. It's needlepointing. We already kind of touched upon this.
Yeah.
She just had the biggest smile on her face. Needlepointing is definitely on my top 10. I don't know why I didn't do this sooner. I mean, Saturday night we got home like mid-afternoon from Palm Beach. And I was like, you know what? I just need to calm. This is the other thing. I feel like I love how
Let's
this is just
it.
Like my forum.
Let's hear
I feel
it.
Like I have just been go, 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 go the past like mm-hmm. month and a half. And then mm-hmm. we got on the trip. And I just like was like, wow, I need to. I was so social. I was doing so many things, going out. And I just needed to be soft and relaxed.
Yes. Right.
So Saturday evening, I unpacked, I worked out, I got everything situated, and I was catching up on White Lotus.
Right.
And I needlepointed for 3.5 hours.
That was great.
And it was so lovely, and I had the deepest sleep, and then I needlepointed again last night because White Lotus was back on. So needlepointing, get yourself a kit. I'm not kidding. Like
mm-hmm. It's very peaceful and relaxing.
It's definitely on my top 10. All right, number 5. Oh, this is fun. I was gifted this delicious blush from It Cosmetics. Mm. It's called the Sun Blush, and I'm wearing it now.
It's really lovely.
Thank you. And I love the brush that they gave me, and it's supposed to look like you got a little sun, and I put it on my cheeks and my nose.
It does look like you got a little sun.
Thank you. I mean, mm-hmm. I might have from Palm Beach, but yeah. I definitely think it's because of the blush. So
that's what does been, it come in? What is it?
It's like just
a powder.
What are those? Not a powder, but it's almost like that cream blush that people have. That's like mm-hmm. a cream blush.
Yeah.
So I've really been enjoying that. Mm-hmm. Pretty reasonably priced as well. Number 6. Oh, journaling. So I don't do this every single night because. Between the needlepoint and the gratitude and like
it's a lot.
The red light, it's
right?
Just like I get bogged down,
right?
But I have just been dumping all of my thoughts down a couple times a week in my journal.
Oh, that's good too.
Because I think it's good to get it out.
When do you like to do that?
That's a more at night thing. Because I feel like I kind of have a lot going on in the morning with writing everything down.
Right.
That I like to journal. And I don't necessarily do that in bed. Sometimes I'll do that like on my chair or on my couch and just kind of journal. And you know what? I just got a new journal in Palm Beach.
Do you have a pen that you prefer?
My Emily Ombos pen.
Wonderful.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's the only pen.
I do think it does. If you enjoy the writing utensil that you're using, I do think that helps.
Writing utensil and the journal. Like I was using this journal that had like dark pages, you know, and I didn't like it. So I.
No. And I do think if you are getting into it or if you're getting children into it, picking out, it's worth a little bit of money to buy some sort of a journal and make sure that you like what you're writing with because you'll enjoy it more.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's been something else that I've been doing. Mm-hmm. All right. Number seven. We really have been flying through this list. Number seven.
I like it.
Is Pilates / working out.
Mm.
I think that if you follow me on Instagram, I did get over my fear of going to reformer Pilates classes.
And tell us how you got over this fear.
I went to them. I just signed up and I just showed up.
But you did a private lesson.
Oh, yes. I did a private lesson. And then I actually ended up going to another studio and I booked a class at 5:30 and I showed up and I was the only one there, which was kind of crazy. So I basically had another private class. And then I did a third class with a group and it was intro to Pilates. And it was lovely. I really enjoyed it. Just in that same vein, working out. I've been working out every single day.
Didn't you get Pilates socks?
I got Pilates socks from Amazon.
We talked to Elizabeth today.
Yes.
And she took a Pilates class at school and she said that somebody fell. Right? Didn't they
fall?
Which
is like
it's not
no,
funny.
No, it's not funny.
The person was fine. So that's why we're laughing. But that's scary.
That is exactly my fear that I talked about on the podcast.
Yeah.
And that happened to that poor person. Working out just in general. Number eight is so self-explanatory. Drinking water.
But sometimes also hard to do.
I know, because I'd much rather have coffee. Okay, number nine has to do with planning. I think we have mentioned this before. But I really have been loving our marker board that we keep down here in the studio. And we just ordered it from Amazon. And we just write every day of the month. And then that's how we plan. And I feel like it's been really great for our team and for organizing and for staying on track. And I love crossing it out. I love the different colors.
And it's good when Laura's here because we usually take a little bit and we review what's going on and what we want to do the next week. It helps you with your filming schedule.
Yes. It's all.
And you've been consistent with it.
I feel like we've been putting out some good stuff on Instagram and whatnot and just growing every day. All right. And then my last top 10 tip, which is something that brings me so much joy, is my new little bistro table that is in my apartment that I probably had up for like a month and a half. You gave it to me for Christmas, but we finally set it up like a month and a half when I did a little apartment refresh. And the way that it has changed my life, my friend Megan was in town and she came and saw my apartment and she was like, I think I need one of these. And I said, Megan, I literally sit in this all the time. I love it. It's like a little desk. I'll obviously eat my dinner and it's just so fabulous. So if you are in a smaller space, get a little bistro table. You feel like you're at a coffee shop in your own home and it's divine.
That's fantastic. So, I love that.
Yeah. Those are Emily's top 10 tips. A little different than Terry's. But
those were really good.
Just some of the things that I've been implementing to be the best version of myself.
Well, and even just reviewing it like that is helpful.
Absolutely. Right. Yes. Yes.
What are you thinking about like going forward? It's almost April. Anything new in your apartment? What are some plans for April?
I mean, yeah, I definitely want to. Well, my apartment has just been looking so, so cute. But I definitely want to do a little spring refresh. Maybe we were kind of talking about doing something different on my coffee table and pulling in some more florals, some more fun pieces. So definitely going to like look into that. And
that's a good idea.
You know what I'm really happy about this year is that Easter's later. I know I said this when I was in Palm Beach.
I agree.
I'm so happy that Easter is the end of April because I feel like we really get to enjoy and it's very springy.
You could throw a few bunnies into that apartment.
I think so. I think a few bunnies. And there's some new bunnies on your island.
Oh, they are just grand. I love them.
Yes.
They're little green furry ones that we got in Palm Beach.
Did you get those at the Breakers?
I did.
Yeah. They have the Breakers written all over it.
They're so cute.
So just I'm very excited. Like I said, next 6-7 weeks before, you know, the college kids and the kids at school are all done. I think this is a good time to kind of get yourself, you know, in order for the summer.
Little spring cleaning.
Yes, I did do some spring. Before I leave for a trip, I try to get everything in order. So I did do some spring cleaning beforehand. I could still go for going through some of my drawers and my dresser, But the apartment's in great shape.
That's good.
Yes. So I think that's our episode for today. Thank you all so much for listening. And be sure to follow me on all of my socials. Check out the Bow Club. It's always available to shop on our website. We'll be back next week for another episode of the podcast. And be sure to subscribe if you're not already, just so you always get notified on when we're posting and you're the first to know. Thank you so much, Anne, for
you're
joining
welcome.
Us this week. We
you're
love to
so
see
welcome.
You. And thank you for a wonderful trip to Palm Beach.
Of course.
Thank you all so much for listening. And remember that everything is, in fact, better with a bow. Bye-bye now.